to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. If you're just tuning in today, and if you happen to live in a cave someplace and have not heard the news, Ed and Elaine Brown were taken into custody. I've heard, I listened to the program today, by the way, Tim Wingate and Fred Smart, and you were exactly right. They were kidnapped. I don't care if they went to a federal court or not. They were kidnapped off of their own property. And very, very, I was asked today by a reporter, well, don't you think that was kind of creative of the federal marshals to do what they did? Well, yeah, they knew about Ed and Elaine Brown. They knew that they could walk up, knock on that door. They knew that they would be invited in if they posed as being friends of the Browns and in their camp, so to speak, for the cause. You know, are these people that are dangerous, that are murderous, that set IEDs off in the woods to kill federal agents? No. If there are any explosive devices, it was no more dangerous than a flashbang that they regularly use on the citizenry. And they're not supposed to kill. That was set up as a report, a tripwire in the woods, and to send a report back to the house that there's somebody in the woods that shouldn't be there. Now, the question is what is going to happen to the Browns from here on out? Well, we know what they're going to be doing for the next 5 years. They're going to be looking at the inside of a federal prison. Now, the Fed done with them yet? No, because they're going to further intimidate by doing further investigation and piling on more federal charges. And I'll tell you one thing right now. All this should be thrown out of court because, number one, they didn't receive a fair trial. They weren't allowed to really represent themselves in court. They weren't allowed to bring in evidence and witnesses for their own defense. So that whole thing was a sham. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, their right to appeal expired 2 weeks ago. So there's not going to be any appeal on this conviction. They are going to spend 5 years in jail. And if they really wanted to be kind about it, which I doubt very much that they'll do, if I'm going to be locked up in federal prison, my wife has got the same sentence, at least put me in the same cell. But I don't think that's going to happen. And Elaine Brown, she stayed around for the court proceedings. She got convicted. She was tethered and told not to return to the property. But she did so because her life was with her husband, and her life was at home. Now, I want you people out there to think strongly about this, because I've heard a bunch of chicken crap people, even talk show hosts, well, I pay my taxes. I've even heard them on the air saying that, well, Stadtmiller doesn't pay his taxes. I don't give anything to the government that they do not have due, that they do not have coming to them. And I'm with Bob Schultz. I'll pay my taxes when you show me the law. Because I don't want to be a lawbreaker. I don't want to unfairly make people carry the burden and I'm not putting my 2 cents in. How many times have we heard that, gentlemen? How many times?
Oh, not too many times.
Oh, these tax evaders, they're not paying their fair share. Of what? A de facto government acting as criminals? When you ask them a simple question, okay, I'm sorry, but can you show me the law? My God in heaven, I'm ashamed to be an American today.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, the engineer here is getting the names up to the callers that are calling into the program. I want to play this clip again with Steve Monnier in it, and this is over the supporters being charged for aiding and abetting.
Jason Gerhardt is charged with purchasing several military-style rifles, including one that fires armor-piercing rounds, and providing them to convicted tax evaders Ed and Elaine Brown. Gerhardt was in federal court today for a detention hearing on whether to allow him bail pending his trial for aiding and abetting the Browns and possession of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence.
The government presented evidence which indicated that he had purchased a number of weapons and brought them to the Browns' residence.
The Browns have been living in their fortress-like home in Plainfield since January and promise violence if anyone tries to arrest them. Their case has become a flashpoint for anti-government supporters that allegedly includes Gerhardt, who initially went to the Browns' home to write a story for his community college newspaper on Long Island.
Started out apparently as someone who found this case interested, but unfortunately he got himself very involved in the activities there at the Browns' home.
But Paul Clark, who says he knows both the Browns and Gerhardt, says Gerhardt was at first sympathetic to the Browns, but quickly changed his tune.
But he was leaving Ed because he just wasn't happy with what was going on there. Jason, I've never seen him point a gun at anybody. I've never seen him be mean to anybody. I've never seen any of that. I just don't believe that this guy's ever shot anybody or blown anybody up or anything like that.
When authorities raided Gerhardt's home on Long Island, they allegedly found a rifle and a pipe bomb under his bed. Today, Judge James Muirhead called Gerhardt's actions outrageous and ordered him held without bail. In Concord, Andy Hirschberger, WMUR News 9.
Gentlemen, is Gerhardt still in jail?
As far as we know.
In furtherance of a violent crime? What crime was committed on the Browns' property? I'm not aware of any crime being committed. The only crime that I know about is some shots being fired toward the Brown residence, and all indications are that it was actually the Fed that was doing it, whether to instigate or escalate the situation.
Yeah, and when they tasered and then tackled Danny Riley, that's the only other violent crime I can think of.
One perpetrated against him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, by the Feds. So, you know, you spoke before about what are we going to do at this point? Are we going to hang together? Are we going to keep getting picked off one by one? And that is a good question. So, what can we look at what happened with Edna Lane and figure out, did we let Edna Lane down? And how can we not let that happen again? What are we going to do differently again? And who's going to make the stand next? Because that's a tough decision. You know, like I mentioned before, the Feds have been driving around. I don't know if they're looking for me, if they want to arrest me or what. They say they want to talk to me, but you know, what if I get arrested? What if other people get arrested? What are we going to do? So far, we're pretty much letting. Well, now six people rot in jail, and as far as I can tell, no crime has been committed, no law has been broken. So what are we going to do?
Well, that's just our interpretation, Sean. You know, they're the ones who claim that they know the law, they are the law. You know, you've seen it happen. You don't do exactly what a police officer says to do immediately, and you're obstructing justice. You're resisting arrest.
Sure.
You know, you ask them, why? Show me the law. And even though the law says you have the right to demand, the Supreme Court says you have a right to ask, where is the law written? Cops don't care. And these guys are just, you know, these are just your regular city police on steroids, actually. Federal marshals.
Oh, wow. So what do we do? What's the solution? Because, you know, I want a nonviolent solution, and I think a nonviolent solution is the only solution. And I do believe what Ed and Elaine were doing was nonviolent. They never threatened anyone. They simply said, if you do this, if you attack us, we're going to defend ourselves. That's not a threat. That's a warning. So what's
the
solution?
Well, if you do not do what they tell you to do, it's considered resisting.
Mm-hmm.
See, they play with the words. It's the semantics. They control the semantical field, if you will, by their interpretation or reinterpretation of what the words mean, just like they get to call themselves the Justice Department. And how many horror stories have we heard about the injustice that the Justice Department perpetrates?
Gentlemen,
it's ludicrous.
I don't think that there's any American right now that is saying that I want violent confrontation, that I am anti-government. You come for me, I'm going to kill you. What we have had in this country, brief periods of time, we'd had relative calm and peace. For a short period of time, we had a government that was actually, the federal government, that was actually complying with the Constitution. Out of the 230-plus year history, I don't have the figures at hand, but I would say that anybody that inside the government that swore to uphold and protect and defend this Constitution turns around and calls this a democracy should immediately be thrown out of office, no questions asked. And anybody out there in furtherance of these criminal activities going on, claiming that they're just there as part of law enforcement and we're just doing our job, are also complicit as well. Now, in a fair and balanced world, we could go after these people, we could slap them with lawsuits, we could tie them up forever, and they might get the idea that maybe this is not a job that I want to continue to have. Maybe I'll go sell shoes or use cars. But the government
But John, don't some of them have immunity that they've given themselves.
That's right.
For prosecution.
That's right. And the power to confiscate.
Yeah. It really ends up being that we have to recognize that it is the issue or the use of force. It does not have to be violent force or physical force. There are different versions of force. And I've been advocating for some time that we exhaust every means of peaceable force. That means public opinion. That means ridicule. That means calling their family members. That means boycotting them and or any businesses that they may have on the side. That means contacting their neighbors. That means shunning them. That means going to their churches if they claim to be Christians and using Matthew 18 on them. That means pushing them into every single position of emotional discomfort and community shunning and ridicule to get them to stop doing what they're doing or at the very least quit. Because if we can't get them by the use of nonviolent human pressure, emotional, philosophical, moral pressure, the only thing we do have left is exactly what our founding fathers had.
Well, they also said that when the government stops serving the needs of the people, and I mean in a constitutional way, I'm not talking about the welfare state, but when this government gets corrupted, that we have the right, the duty, and the obligation to cast it off. Now, I'm sure that somebody with inside the government heard that statement, they would call me a terrorist, or at least making terroristic threats. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You work for a bunch of pirates, and you're getting your share of the booty. I don't expect you to walk away from your paycheck. I really don't. I wouldn't expect them to do it. And most of the people that are employed by the federal government, I'm not saying the people that work for the post office or other branches of the government, are there to harm me. But I am saying that the people that have been allowed to move about freely with supposed authority and badges and guns, demanding compliance, and if you resist it, we'll kill you. If you go quietly, we'll jail you. I am not going to spend 1 minute, not 1 hour, in prison over some federal agency claiming that they have authority over me. I don't care. If they came to confiscate my gold, I will give them lead. If they come to confiscate the only thing that I truly own, and it's on loan from God for just a short period, my life, it is not theirs, it is my life. And in the furtherance of that life, I will do whatever I need to do to protect that life. It doesn't belong to them. They did not birth me. They're not the creator of the universe. We're just a bunch of scraggly people hanging on a little dirt ball spinning through the universe out of 120 billion galaxies. My God in heaven does not support those that seek to intimidate, to kill, to jail, to act as a tyrant, and then turn around in the same breath and tell you that we're doing this for your own good.
That's right.
If that makes me anti-government, I'll have it stenciled on my backside in permanent marker or tattooed, and you can kiss it from here on out. Gentlemen, I am so angry because this is starting to settle in with all of us, that if they can do this to Ed and Elaine, they can do this to the Randy Weavers. They can do this to the Waco people. They can do this to anybody they damn well please and cover up the crimes and the complicity behind it. I think the message is pretty clear. Now, I don't know which one of you gentlemen said that they have declared war on the American people. They have done exactly that.
Well, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm willing to step up to the plate and say that. I don't know what else. I was brought up, just like you, John, I was brought up in this country to love it, to believe in it, to believe in the philosophy and the purposes. I still get a lump in my throat when I hear the Star Spangled Banner because I remember what this country stood for. I understand and remember the zeitgeist, the ghost of the culture that this country once had. We have to wake up and realize it's not here anymore.
Gentlemen, we've got to take this break, and I'll let you finish on the other side of the break, but I do want to take some calls from some of the listeners today. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Tell you what, we've got callers online. Let me just go right to the phones here. Thanks for holding. Mike in New York. Hello, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, no question about it. These supposed law enforcement guys are just like the Gestapo or the KGB. Don't have to have a law and order for them to harass you, and it's getting really pathetic. And it's like the Inquisition, where back in Galileo's time or Copernicus' time, they're saying, hey, the sun is the center of the solar system, not the earth. Scientific law verifies that. And the Inquisition says, throw them into jail. They're counterclaiming what we're stating to be the facts. And so therefore, throw them in jail. And that's exactly what we're up against today. You can't use the truth. You can't use the law in our own courts, and they want to still pretend we're free. I mean, that's pathetic.
Well, they're doing this all for our own good and for the sake and the sanity and the security of the United States. Now, that's what most people are buying out there.
Sure.
And I've got news for everybody out there. I just read the story yesterday. The TSA is coming up with new guidelines. If you're not cleared by the government for a fly list, if you don't make application, basically, to travel on a U.S. carrier, well, then you're going to be denied. This is papers, please. This is Gestapo. This is communist Russia. This is totalitarianism, and it's supposedly for our own good. And I'm going to tell you something. The only thing that we're, if we've not had real terrorists before, the only thing we're going to do for our friends over there in the Middle East is we are going to create terrorism, and it's not going to be terrorism, it's going to be survival. One man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist.
That's right. Look at the reverse logic, the doublespeak, no question about it. You know, militias, oh my God, militias, bad. The founding fathers were all militias, you bunch of traitors, and the militias were the means for the people to enforce the law. When the government became rogue, the militias, which were just the regular people in the towns and the villages, are saying, we had enough, let's go get our guns. We are the law as the militia of the town, of the county, of the state. And if the people are demanding that we clean house, then it's time to clean house. And so now they got the Americans to think, oh my God, it's a militia. Like it's like that is, instead of being a communist or a terrorist, the Americans today are afraid of their own militias.
Well, we need the militias here in this country now because they have our National Guard and all the U.S. troops over fighting wars they shouldn't be fighting right now. And let me ask this question, just throw it out. It's a rhetorical one. All you guys know better. But here's the rhetorical question. What kind of security do I have when the government, our government, the de facto government, allowed private enterprise to take control of our money, hence our economy? What kind of security have they given us when they've put us into a $100 trillion hole that we're never going to be able to climb out of? Ron Paul said $60 trillion at one of the Republican debates. No, it's closer to $100 trillion of past, present, and future obligations of the federal government. How do you retire that debt with a debt instrument?
John?
What kind of system do we have when $1.2 trillion was collected last year by the IRS? 60 million people, by the way, did not file or pay taxes. They got the $1.2 trillion out of the remaining. Not one cent of that went to the operation of the federal government. That was just to pay Guido, the international banksters, on the money, the interest, just the interest, not the penalty, just the interest on that money. How is that serving us, and how are we protected as a nation? Where is our national security when we've got a madman in the White House trying to start World War III in the Middle East? How am I secure in this country?
You know, John, in the beauty of that illegal debt that the Federal Reserve has placed our country and all the Americans in is that once the Americans finally wake up and get their act together, we just clap our hands and say, hey, we don't owe you crooks a penny because you're all a bunch of crooks. It's all illegal. Go stick it. And we're not in debt anymore. Just wipe our hands and say we don't owe crooks anything, and just start over with our own money supply, with a national bank again, with legal, lawful, constitutional money. That's all we have to do if the Americans can only wake up and take that action.
Mike,
and John,
Mike,
you mentioned John. Yeah. May I just say quick? Because
yeah,
you mentioned the military, and I would just like to say a plea to all the military that come on, guys. We are on your side. We want you guys home. We want you just defending our borders, staying with your families, and just getting ready to protect our nation from any kind of enemy. And right now we're facing domestic enemies. Just look at the FEMA that Alex Jones had a while back and wrote the tyranny with the FEMA agent in a classroom with law enforcement guys and emergency rescue guys, and he was hooting and hollering, going through a rampage of how George Washington and the Founding Fathers were terrorists.
That's right.
And the reason why, he said, was because they shot British. Now, this is what we're dealing with in our federal level of all law enforcement and every department, and we got to hang these SOBs. And I will just say, lastly, let's get ready, guys, because it's all going to come to a head when they try to close us out with the Pan American Union. That's when I believe that's going to be the last straw that everybody's going to tolerate, and we're going to finally start to rebel, just like Washington seen at Valley Forge. That's when they open up the U.N. Army on us, and that's when it'll all get culminated in a major, major effort here.
Mike,
so
we're
going to win, guys.
Mike, I got to let you go. We're up against the break. I appreciate your call. Maureen in Mexico, hang on. No, she's gone. We kept her hanging too long. All right. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. I'm trying to, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to keep a sense of decorum here and professionalism, but I'll tell you what, I'm about a hair's breadth away from just exploding because I know where this is going. I see the shape that our country is in. I see this president and his lackeys, his New World Order elite, with their North American Union and their takeover of this country, destroying the middle class. I am enraged, and I'm trying to keep my cool here. Let me intersperse my rantings here. Tim Wingate is online. Fred Smart's with us, host of the Ed and Elaine Brown Show. And gentlemen, I hope that you're going to continue that show. Let's go to Maureen. She's back online.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, no problem, gentlemen. You've done an outstanding job. Maureen in Mexico, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, John. This is Maureen. You know, I'm hearing an awful lot of talk. And when are we going to get out of the problem and into the solution? And there is that man, Randy Kelton, I believe his name is. And isn't there some attorney who can go to the next grand jury, you know, in Concord? And when they get done with their business and the judge speaks up and he says, any other business, then someone stand up and say, yes, And, you know, we go after McAuliffe because Ed and Elaine were not allowed due process.
You're not going to be...
Out of 42 of their defense motions.
Actually,
wiped them all out.
Maureen, actually, it was 100 motions that were submitted and everyone was denied by the judge. And you would have to actually crash a federal grand jury because this has been a federal case. You wouldn't be able to do the grand jury by county or state.
Well, then why not crash the federal grand jury? A group of us.
I'll ask Randy Kelton about it. He's discovered that there are ways into the grand juries, at least at the county level. And when they've been playing this game, these prosecutors, county prosecutors, state prosecutors, have been playing this game that they're the only gate to allow people into the grand jury for presentment. That's wrong. This is our box. This is our one of our checks and balances that we go after people that are acting in criminal capacity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that would be our next step, and that would be the action. And you know, as far as Sean is concerned, with those two U.S. Marshals showing up at his parents and having the audacity to take on what is really, I believe, the IRS's obligation and asking them if Sean pays taxes, if his parents pays taxes. I mean, what is this?
Well, that, you know, it's funny you said that because that's exactly what I said to the producer here during the break. I said, who is a federal marshal to show it but somebody's place of business and them to ask you if you pay taxes? I would have given them a swift kick in their pants. They would have been off that property faster than they could say Kalamazoo.
Now, you and I are probably a little bit older than Sean. I believe he's a very bright, caring, and intelligent young man, and he really does care about his country, and he's willing to take them on. I would advise him just not to be around. He doesn't need to talk to them.
Well, and you know what? Anybody, and since we have Homeland Security, there are no secrets. They know your websites, they know your email addresses, they know your physical address, they know your phone numbers. If any federal agent wants to talk to me, they can call me on the damn telephone. Don't get in my face. Oh, please don't get in my face.
And, John, you know, I think, wasn't it you? I think you had a really bright idea. I watched Monier, actually it's Monier, he's probably a French-Canadian extraction and was treated like a second-class citizen in New England, or at least his grandparents were, because they used to all come down to both Maine and New Hampshire and work in the shoe factories that they used to have there years ago. But now he's changed it to Monier, anglicized it. And I couldn't help but notice what a little puppet he was. And I would love to see if there was someone out there that had the video experience. Remember that old helmet the Germans had with that point sticking up?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to see them put a uniform and that on him and let him do his talk. Because that is it. And he lied. He lied about Ed and Elaine have never, ever, ever talked violence. They talked defending themselves.
That's right.
They talked defending the Constitution. And how that man has the audacity in this day and age, you know, to even imply that is beyond me.
He's part of the federal Gestapo. I consider these guys to be paid mercenaries, just as Blackwater is operating in the Middle East. That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, I was encouraged. I don't know if you followed that B-52 and the bombs going across Barksdale.
Yes.
Probably was Cheney's little war that he was going to do with Iran. And, excuse me, and it did come out that some of the Air Force and the intelligence agency, it was a pushback. It wasn't a mistake. It was a pushback because they didn't want a nuclear war.
And now, what you had operating there was Pentagon, and you actually had people, personnel within the United States Air Force that actually blew the whistle on that deal.
Exactly.
And four of the men that reported that to the U.S. Army Times are now dead. And
I know.
And I'll tell you something else. Just as with the USS Liberty that supposedly was mistaken by the Israelis. They fully knew well that that was a U.S. ship. They were going to sink it and try to blame it on the Arabs, trying to blame it on Saudi Arabia.
John, have you been able to get the names of those four men that were supposedly killed?
Yeah, I had the names. They're in my pile here. It'll probably take me the balance of the show to dig it out, but I do have their names.
And are their families aware of what was going on? Because add that to the Tillman, to the there was another young man that knew something was going on in Iraq, and he supposedly committed suicide. But anyway, what I'm trying to draw a parallel here about is, if there are courageous souls within our military that did a pushback, I, for one, do believe that there are some U.S. Marshals out there that know about Edna Lane, whose conscience is really bugging the hell out of them, and they might just want to do a pushback because they know what is happening to the country.
And I'm in agreement with you, Maureen.
Thank you. And I really appeal to them. I appeal to them. Do it somehow. Become a deep throat, you know?
Right.
Do it so that you can sleep well. And it's not only for themselves. It's for their children,
That's right.
their grandchildren. And I don't know how anyone could live with themselves knowing that they put away two innocent people at the end, later stage of their life, you know, for 5 years. 5 years is a hell of a long time when you're 65 years of age.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It is.
It's bad enough when they do it to kids.
Maureen.
But this is ridiculous. I'll thank you, John, and thanks for listening to me.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Maureen.
And I'll call sometime again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've got Terry Melton online. Terry was was one of the individuals. He was up there. He's a videographer. He was up there filming the Browns, filmed their press conference up there. I saw Terry a couple of Fridays ago at We the People. Terry, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, John?
I've had better days.
Yeah, I'm pretty much feeling every emotion that you're dealing with today.
I'm so angry, I don't even know how to express the anger.
Yeah, I've pretty much been all over the map today. It's, you know, one minute I just want to cry revolution, and the next minute, you know, I just want to, it's pretty disheartening to know what's happened, and you know, we gotta move forward and get this message out, and I appreciate the work that everybody is doing to get the message out. You know, everybody that's been, you know, trying to talk about the story. I appreciate that last caller. I'm really happy that it seems like there's a lot of women out there that are just on fire and want to wake up, you know, this country and move in another direction. And we need to get our men as on fire as some of these ladies, you know.
Terry, I've said it before. I look for the days that men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. Now we got women wearing the pants. Where are our men at?
You know what I'd like to see, John? I was just doing a little IM on the internet with Casey. I'd like to see us do some kind of march on each of our capitals. You know, just. And this may sound just crazy, but you know what? You know, I think it could send a message. But just, you know, get dressed up in our battle uniforms if we were, you know, past veterans or current soldiers or whatever. And just, you know, march with one voice, let it be known, and walk up to the Capitol, walk up to Washington, D.C., and say, we are here and we are fed up. And do this unarmed. And that way they can't kill us all, which I know they'd like to do. And just show that we are strong and that we are out here and there's got to be change. What do you think about that?
It's been suggested that we do marches before. Terry, I'm not opposed to that. But the problem has been before that everybody wants to fight their battle their own way.
Right.
And you've heard me enough times say that we need more boots on the ground, that we need more people involved. We need more people that will stand up. And exactly as Tim and Fred have said many times, look, I love my country. I want my government back. I want my honest government back. Until such time, I do believe, Terry, that we instill more of that information, that the good patriots in this country bring more people to the proverbial trough from which to drink of the truth. We're still going to be doing the same thing. We're going to still be talking the same way. We're going to still be doing the same things. And we're flat running out of time.
Yeah, it almost feels like we've run out of time. I wonder, you know, if when we're being hauled off to the camps, we're finally going to say, hey, let's rise up and protect ourselves. You know, that's what it feels like. It's like we.
It would be too late then, Terry. If we wait that long, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
This is why I'm suggesting, you know, what you're doing, what you're suggesting, a march, let's just think about this. Let's analyze it. It's an attempt to apply public pressure. It's a veiled threat to the government that we're watching and we're protesting. But it's also saying, possibly, this is all we're willing to do. And you can take our pictures and you can track down who we are. Now, on the other hand, we can do something very similar, and that is contacting these people at their homes. People know who these people are, these government officials, these marshals. We publish their names, we publish their addresses, and people send them mail. People send them emails or whatever, or people stand outside their homes and protest, and we let them know we know where they live.
Tim, I would be in agreement with you. But the problem here is, and I hate to play devil's advocate here, the majority of the people would be willing to do that, but you're going to have clowns and agent provocateurs in there sending terroristic threats through the mail or middle-of-the-night phone calls or egging their house or doing whatever.
How's that different than crashing in somebody's home in ninja suits in the middle of the night and rousing
them? But we're talking about public perception and the paid whores that work for the media, as well as the people within government. You know how all this stuff has been spun. You've read the stories.
Yeah.
I've got let me go back up here.
MUR
Channel 9. We have that now posted on republicbroadcasting.org with all the videos. Go through those videos and see the way that they reported. Listen to the verbiage. Listen to the way that they've spun this. And a lot of those guys that showed up at the Browns, and Terry, how long were you there?
I was there two times. The third time was the charm. That's when I was in the middle of the raid.
And how many of these reporters did you yourself talk to? How many copies of Freedom to Fascism did you give them?
A lot of people gave out a lot of the DVDs. I know We the People, they gave out DVDs. A lot of people gave out DVDs and didn't seem to really phase or affect these mainline media people.
It didn't at all.
If it's not going to affect them, gentlemen, if it's not going to change their minds, then why do we do the same old things that don't work?
Because we don't have enough people, Tim. I've been ragging on this very subject for the last couple of weeks.
Then how do we get the people, John?
The people that are already awake, bring them to the information centers that they can drink deeply.
There we go.
That is the only solution to this.
I know this sounds crazy, I know this sounds far-fetched, but I think we need to have a V-type event. I mean, even if there are small numbers, which I think were bigger than we realize, even if we'd have a V event, you know, say November 5th, you know, everybody go down to, you know, the state capitol, go down to all these different homes and just start this happening. We can try to figure out all the different ways why we can't do something. Or we can finally get to a point where we say,
what can we do, and let's just go do it.
And let's just go do it. You know, I look at Ed and Elaine Brown. You know, Elaine, she's just the sweetest lady that you could know. She's a great cook. She carries her Bible with her everywhere we go, everywhere she goes. I think we are just past the point. I think this is the calling card, the mark, the line in the sand has been crossed when you have two innocent people that are having charges trumped up on them and will probably spend the rest of their lives in prison. And if we do nothing, we're next. We're next.
That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. And which fish do we fry first? I've given up, Terry. I've given up on 9/11. It's been 6 years prior. We're not going to get any further investigation out of this. Like I said, that Friday night, it's run its course. We're staring at the North American Union. The globalists want this country. We're looking at possibly World War III starting in the Middle East. And we have an economy. We're staring depression right in the face. We're in a perfect storm right now. Gentlemen, hang on a second. We'll be right back. Final segment right after this.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Let me take one more call here. Felix in Mississippi, I would ask you to be brief, sir. Felix?
This is Al in Colorado.
Okay, you'll do.
John, is Tim there?
Yeah, Tim Wingate's here.
Tim, I heard what you said about you know, using ridicule and everything else, but I do believe the fact that we have a dishonest media, which is our biggest, it's our biggest problem, because as long as the sheep watch the idiot box, Tim, we're just banging our heads against the wall. I've watched Bob Schultz bang his head against the wall with the federal government for the last 5 years, and where has he got?
So what do you suggest? What do you suggest?
I hate to say it, and John, this is hopefully this is free speech, but we are at the time when we're going to have to do what the founders did. I think, have you ever heard the expression, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolute?
I'm in agreement with you, Al. Let's put more boots on the ground where we don't have to do that. My private fantasy is we all silently turn our faces to Washington, D.C., and these criminals up there will know the gig is officially up.
What if we all stopped filing? How do you get everybody, or let's say a majority, to totally stop filing? I mean, where they don't collect anything what they think they're going to collect.
But that's like saying, Al, that's like saying, look, I'm the police. I see a criminal act. I see a guy doing a stop and rob here, going to the local 7-Eleven. Well, I'm just going to take his gun away and pat him on his backside and send him down the street and tell him not to do that anymore.
That's not going to work.
That's right. And nor is it going to leave this Internal Revenue Service in place. You know,
I really don't see, and as much as I hate to say this, I'm not in favor of this, and it bothers me, but I don't see a peaceful solution, unfortunately. That's my opinion, sir.
I see the peaceful solution when we have the majority or the body, the salt of this earth that's living and residing inside the United States, being educated, coming up online, and saying in unison, we're mad as hell and we're not taking this criminality anymore.
Well, there are a lot of us because, according to D.V. Kidd, there's well over 65, 70 million of us who are no longer donating on April Fool's Day.
Well, and that is true. That is true.
Well, you know, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, Terry.
You know, I think the Reformation starts with us. And, you know, I think on a lot of different levels we are splintered as a patriot community.
We're not under the same umbrella, that's for sure.
And I think it's time, you know, that we put all our differences behind ourselves, because this is what they're going to use to destroy us. This is how they're going to conquer us all and win the battle, and that's to keep us infighting, turning on each other. Well, who's a Fed? Who's not a Fed? It starts, I think, right here, right now, on this day, where we all say with one voice that we are one people.
We can be. What our founding fathers did is, and they tried this. They tried boycott after boycott after boycott.
30 years they besieged the king. 30 years plus.
Yeah.
And it got them nowhere. We're twice that long, aren't we? And we've gotten nowhere. The bully has to be destroyed one way or the other.
Here's the problem.
Solution.
Here's the problem, Al, is once again, the question comes down to who is the responsible party? Who gets hit first? And that's not for, we don't know what that is or the right thing at this point. We don't even have, as Americans at this point, a reasonable partisan government set up running in parallel with the federal monstrosity to be that's anywhere close to being representative.
Absolutely. Hey, Al, we're out of time. Thanks for your call. Tim Wingate, Fred Smart, you guys are going to be on the air Monday morning, bright-eyed and
absolutely
bushy-tailed, 9 a.m. Terry, thank you, my friend, for calling in. I appreciate you coming on the program today. All right.
I'm still here, but thanks, John, and I know that Casey Lee Cobb wanted to extend his thanks for having him on as well.
Anytime. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll speak again. Thank you. Folks, we'll see you Monday. Think about it over the weekend, folks.